ABC Radio Australia.
Now, when Lottie Jo decided to take up seasonal work in Australia, she thought that would mean the end of the road for her career as a beach volleyball international with Vanuatu. But, as Jordan Fennell reports, when Lottie's employers heard about her dilemma, they decided to build her a court and keep her dreams alive.
Representing Vanuatu, number 5, Lottie Jo!
Still only 25 years old, Lottie Jo has been travelling the world representing Vanuatu in international competitions for years.
Great block! Vanuatu! Lottie Jo!
The love of the game runs in her family, and she's inspired to pick up a volleyball because of her dad.
He used to play beach volleyball. I think that, oh, maybe one day I will play like this too.
And her talent was nurtured at school.
Because back in Vanuatu, every Friday we do a school program, after school program, and then we came and started training.
And when she was just 13 years old, she started competing overseas.
They select one team to go and play in international jeu interprovincial. I'm very proud because I've never been, it's my first time going, traveling to New Caledonia and play.
Lottie now has featured in 27 international tournaments and won 2 gold medals. But this year, she's had to make a hard decision to leave beach volleyball behind and take up seasonal work in Australia.
I don't have enough money to finish my house, so that's why I've been changed my mind to come here and work and finish my house and then come back to play again.
Rodney Prestia is the CEO of I Comply, an approved employer under the seasonal worker program, who met Lottie during a recruiting trip to Vanuatu.
She wanted to go into the seasonal worker program to complete the house, but she also knew that if she did that, then she'd have to probably sacrifice her professional volleyball career. And I said to her, well, you don't really need to do that. Why can't you do both? And then she asked me, is where we're going to be close to a beach? And I said, well, we're going to Stanthorpe. The nearest beach is about 3 hours. But if you're hell-bent on coming, I've been thinking about building a beach volleyball court. So why can't you do both?
Rodney carted in $4,000 worth of sand from the Gold Coast to build the court. And he says the investment has been worth every cent.
You know, the whole crew are out there, you know, on Sundays playing beach volleyball. They're out there after work. It just creates such a positive vibe.
For Lottie, the option to keep playing volleyball has been invaluable.
I want to thank Rodney for giving me this opportunity to pressure my goals throughout coming to Australia and work for money and fulfill my dream.
Not only has she been able to train, Lottie has also been able to travel around Australia competing in tournaments with Team Vanuatu.
Vanuatu scoring their first point of the second set.
You know, last week she was picking broccoli in Stanthorpe. This week she's representing Vanuatu today against Japan. Next week she's going to be back picking broccoli in Stanthorpe.
The new beach volleyball court sits in front of the I Comply homestead in Stanthorpe, the small town in South Queensland where 55 Ni-Vanuatu seasonal workers are living right now. During the day, they harvest fruits and vegetables. And Rodney says providing spaces for them to play sport after work is a priority for his company.
Culturally, for seasonal workers, they're used to being outside. As soon as they get home from work, they're outside. They're with family. They're with friends. So we try to replicate what they're used to. So you've got to be able to provide that service for them.
And it's not just volleyball. With the FIFA World Cup in full swing, he says football fever has taken over.
We're running a I Comply Cup in 3 weeks, which is our Vanuatu seasonal workers against our Solomon Islands seasonal workers. And, you know, the boys have been out training every single day after work. So, you know, that's going to be exciting. That's going to be a big match.
Since it began, the seasonal worker program has been plagued with allegations of worker mistreatment and poor living and working conditions. And Dr. Rochelle Lee Bailey, a labour mobility expert from the Australian National University, says access to sport hasn't always been an option for island workers.
There was actually, for a very long time, not everywhere in Australia, but in lots of places in Australia that I had dealt with, where the pastoral care people have said straight out to me, oh no, we don't encourage them to play sports because they could get injured and then they can't work.
But recently, Dr. Bailey's seen a shift in that perspective.
Since COVID, and I guess all the isolation that we saw among seasonal work groups, we've really seen an increased awareness of including seasonal workers into community programs such as sports.
She believes the option to play sport should be available to all seasonal workers.
It provides these seasonal workers with a sense of community and a sense of place when they come to New Zealand and Australia. We've got to remember that outlets like sports or socialisation is a way of coping, so that's really good coping mechanisms, you know, for well-being, for problems of isolation, for boredom.
Now, with only a few more months left working in Australia, Lottie says she'll be able to head home with money for her house and her volleyball dreams still intact.
Honestly, I'm very happy. That's for me and my family.
Vanuatu Beach Volleyball International Lottie Joe, she and her teammates currently camped here in the state of Victoria, in Torquay, in fact, on the Surf Coast, with a number of tournaments coming up over the next couple of weeks. And then presumably she'll be back up there in Queensland doing the day job, as it was. And she's speaking there to our reporter, Jordan Fennell.